Item 14A, staff report. Christina.
What about 13?
So I wanted to provide an update on our subledger decommissioning projects. Through the last couple of years, we've been talking about how we run two systems in parallel for our pension administration systems.
It's easier.
We have subledger and then we hire Icon, a company to come out and evaluate the data between the two systems. And we've been working on cleaning that up over the last few months. We are prepared to remove access to subledger for our staff in the first week of September. We will continue to maintain subledger through the end of the year, but we want to test and make sure that all of the tasks that we do we're able to complete without using subledger. So that's where we're at right now, and I just wanted to provide an update on that.
Thank you.
Harold,
go ahead.
Clever idea.
Well,
question. When you say maintain, you mean keep it up, but not maintain any data in it, correct? Not do it in parallel anymore.
Because you're not doing it. We will do it in parallel until the end of the year, so we're going to finish at the end of the year so that if anything comes up and we need that annual information out of subledger, we still have access to it.
Got it.
So right now, we mainly have one staff member that updates subledger.
Okay.
So she will continue to have access and maintain that part of it, but the rest of the staff won't be able to see it. They need to be able to do their jobs just in CPAS.
Understood. Because you said we're going to remove access to staff, so that's why I was confused.
Right. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
And just a couple of things. One, the annual benefit statements are going to be mailed tomorrow. And also, you may have noticed scaffolding outside.
Didn't see it.
We are having meetings with the building folks to see if it's going to have an impact any future board meetings. And if so, we'll schedule some off-site meetings for those if needed.
So that's all I have. Okay. Outside professionals report.
No report, but if I may for a moment, I was reading the minutes from the last meeting. I noticed that the board recognized Karen Levy for her 10 years of service. If I may, I'd like to embarrass Karen for a moment.
Please do.
I want to recognize the board's good fortune in having Karen as general counsel. I work closely with general counsel up and down the state and in other states. And this board is incredibly fortunate to have someone of the caliber and capability of Karen as your general counsel. And I hope you recognize what a gem she is. She has developed as your general counsel a sterling reputation in the community as an authoritative voice, as someone who is administratively capable and able to bridge the gap between staff and the board. And I just wanted to give a shout out to how fortunate this board is and the staff is to have someone of Karen's caliber available to you and serving the board. You're very fortunate in that regard. And I'm fortunate to be able to work with her. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Harry, for embarrassing me. It's really been an honor and a privilege, so I thank you.
Thank you. All right. Trustee comments.
I'm going to have Harvey speak at my retirement dinner.
When is it?
Okay.
Be determined.
Anyone else? All right. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
A little bit longer than the last one.